Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous day to you, my friend. Let's dive right into another motivational, inspirational Every Day Saturday podcast. By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Every Day Saturday podcast by simply hitting the subscribe button. That's all you got to do. Be notified every time there's a new one out, which is pretty much every day. Are you joining me every day inside our Facebook group for the Daily Splash? Oh my gosh, we're on fire! Four in a row this week. It's Friday, May 1st, so we're going to go live again, noon Eastern time today. So make sure you're inside our Facebook group. It's the Daily Splash, mindset, motivation, entrepreneurship, and some really good training as well. So, hey, let's dive into this. This is a really important podcast, and I know you're going to argue. I hear you, Sam. They're all important. They're all gold. I'm with you. I'm with you, champion. But let me really emphasize this point, because if you get this, everything becomes a lot easier for you, okay? Your thoughts, everything. Your thoughts are everything, okay? What you think about is what you think about. So what we think about, it's what we think about. Nothing creates momentum like having momentum. Nothing increases the price of a stock more than the increase of the price of a stock. And just let those words, just let them percolate in your mind a little bit, okay? Think about what I'm saying, all right? What you think about all day is going to be what you think about yourself. If I hear one more time, Sam, I'm bad at tech, man. You're not bad at tech. Nobody is naturally bad at tech. Anyone is capable of Googling the answer. Anybody. You can do it. I say it all the time. Go to YouTube. Go to Google. Figure it out. I mean, when my kids say, Dad, I'm bad at math, I say, honey, you're not bad at math. Who told you that you were bad at math? Nobody is born good at math. Nobody. Not one person. I used to think I was bad at stuff. Because you know why I used to think I was bad at stuff? Because people told me that I was bad at stuff. You know? Oh, I heard it all the time as well. Oh, geez, you're not really good at math. No, actually, I'm really good at math now. I mean, my kids come to me with math questions all the time, including my college freshmen. I'm really good at math. But that doesn't mean I'm any better than you. I mean, I can do math quickly in my head, but that's just through repetition, you know? That's just through, like, you know, rounding up to the nearest 100 and then adding a couple numbers together and subtracting 50. I mean, when I do math, I'm never exact. Shocker. Does it shock you that I don't really care if the exact number? It's not like I'm piloting an airplane right now and I need to be exactly right with my coordinates or we're going to land in Minnesota and not New York. I mean, that's not what we're talking about, guys. When I hear people say, well, you know, I would podcast or I'd create digital content or a sales funnel, but I'm technically challenged. Well, you want to know how you get untechnically challenged? Is you open up Google and you type in the question. And if it takes you 5 hours to get the answer finally right, then it takes you 5 hours to get the answer right. You know, how bad do you want it? Are you just going to sit around and say, well, you know, I'm bad at tech? Nobody wants to hear that, including you. You don't want to hear that. What you think about is what you think about. What you think is what you think about, okay? So if you think that you're bad at tech, that's because you constantly think about how bad at tech that you are. If you think constantly like, man, I cannot get an online course up and running, or I can't make money online. If that's what you think, then that's what you're constantly thinking about. Does that make sense? So if you want to really create momentum, you got to get momentum, because nothing is better for momentum than momentum. And I'm telling you guys, you really have to let this get through to you. I'm not a very good speaker. Nobody's born a good speaker. Nobody. It's a learned trait. It's learned. There's not one person, Tony Robbins included, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, any of them out there, Oprah Winfrey, anybody that you would see speaking, none of them were born good at that. None of them. I mean, think how ridiculous it is to say that they even were. Like, do you think Tony Robbins, do you actually think he was good at speaking? No. I mean, he'll be the first to tell you he was more messed up. He came from the most dysfunctional family that you'll ever hear about. He's pretty good now on stage. How do you think he got to be pretty good now? He's been doing it over 40 years. If you did something for 40 years, you think you'd be pretty good at it? I mean, I'm not a mechanic. I am an absolute unhandy man. Okay, I can't fix a car. I can't change a light bulb. But you know what? And my wife gave me a nice compliment Sunday. It was raining. So we were doing some stuff inside the house, which we're being quarantined. The last thing I want to do is find stuff to do inside the house. But there's this overhead fan exhaust contraption that was hanging down from the ceiling forever, right over the couch. I just never got to it. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. Never got. And it just, I always say, my way of hoping to avoid a problem is when I say, I'll get to it. Translation, and my wife knows this, is it's never going to get fixed. And then we had our drapes that we hung 3 years ago when we moved in the house. And the slowly, this Pottery Barn, this copper rod and the contraptment that you nail into the wall that the drapes hang on, the rod was slowly coming down. It was going to come crashing down. You know, cats are jumping on it, bringing it down. So I'm like, yeah, I'll get to that as well. Well, you know what finally happened Sunday? I got to it all. That's what finally happened on Sunday, is I fixed it. And all I did was take my time. I said, I'm going to methodically go through this. I went to Lowe's and I got these Molly screws that go into drywall and all this stuff. And when I say this stuff, it actually makes me feel empowered, because the fact I even know what those things are. Anyway, I got drywall screws to make the better reinforced. And I'm telling you all this for a reason. So just stick with me, because this is the whole I'm not good at tech bullcrap line that people want to feed out there. Okay. So I hung the old drapes, contraptment, the rod, I don't even know what I'm even saying, the latch it hangs on, all that stuff. I rehung it. It's so perfect. You know that exhaust fan in the ceiling? Affixed it to the ceiling. Tight. Not perfect. Tight. It ain't falling anytime soon. And my wife looked at me. She said, you know, you are pretty handy. I was like, wow, really? Hey, can you say that again? She's like, yeah, you're handy. I mean, I got to give you credit. You've learned how to do this stuff. You know, and look, we're not talking about I put in, you know, a new garage or an HVAC system. All I did was secure a exhaust thing to the ceiling and got the rod to be secure on with the drapes hang on it. That's all I did. You know, the fact I can't even articulate what I'm trying to say, it leads you to believe, you know, now how unhandy I am. And if I needed to fix a car, I'd learn how to fix a car. You know, I'm on my way to AutoZone to pick up a battery for my riding mower. I'm guessing that's why it doesn't work. I don't know. I have no idea. I bought it over the phone. I blew $60. I'm going to buy a new 12-volt battery for my riding mower. I'm going to install it. I have no idea what I'm doing. I might electrocute myself if that's possible on a battery. I'm just going to go with me here, folks. Just stay with me, okay? But I'm Googling it. You know, successful people use Google. Unsuccessful people whine. And they make excuses as to why they can't figure things out. And if this was the podcast you tuned into to kind of have a warm blanket thrown around you, have somebody say, it's okay to be average and not go after your dream, this ain't the one. You might want to hit the eject button. But if you're somebody who wants to move and you want to have a life-changing moment, this is the podcast you're going to have to listen to over and over again and drill this into your mind. What we think is what we think about. Okay, I never thought I was a good speaker. I never thought I was a good podcaster. I've had people laugh in my face at how bad I've butchered the English language and tell me how I sucked. I had a guy who was my boss one time tell me I was stupid from the ankles up. Now, there ain't a whole lot left, my friend, of the human body when you're below the ankles. Crowley, you're stupid from the ankles up. You know, so look, I could easily think about that. And then think that's who I am. I am stupid from the ankles up. I am a stutterer. I am an absolute fool. I can't string a sentences together and speak articulately. I'm not very good on the internet. My videos are terrible. I could listen to all that stuff. And at one time, if you were to say any of those things to me, you would have been right. But you're not right anymore. And that's okay. I don't give you power over what I think. What I think is what I think about. So if you want to know what the best thing is for you to get going, is to start thinking, all right? Thinking about what it is that you want to do, because nothing will increase your value more than the value, more than what you think about yourself. All humans are going to seek evidence to reinforce what they believe, and they're going to reject evidence that contradicts it, okay? Let me say that again for the people in the back. All right. All humans seek evidence to reinforce what they believe and reject evidence that contradicts that. Okay. So if you want to reinforce how bad you are at tech, for example, then you're going to find that evidence. See, I told you I couldn't attach that file to an email. See, I told you I couldn't shoot video. Then you can always look to find evidence to reinforce that. And you're going to reject any kind of evidence that contradicts what you're saying. So stop sabotaging your success. And this is why mindset is so important. It's the number one reason why people become successful. If that wasn't the case, why do you think we both have 24 hours a day, yet you are able to accomplish one thing and someone else is able to accomplish a completely different set of things? Okay, why is that? It's not time. Nobody is bending time. Nobody is giving themselves 27 hours in a day. All right. If you haven't realized success, it's because of your thoughts. And that can be the only answer. You're reinforcing the evidence is right in front of you that you can Google it and get on YouTube and fix the problem, but you won't do it because you want to seek evidence that reinforces that false premise. And you're going to reject any kind of evidence. If you see a 55-year-old female work at home mom who just made $20,000 a month for the first time online, you're going to come up with a reason why she is different than you. You're going to reject any evidence that proves otherwise. You're going to seek evidence to reinforce how your circumstances are different than hers. Guys, you can't do that. You're going to sabotage your success. All right? You're just going to do it that way. Stop doing that. All right? I'm on fire. I told you this was going to be a good one. I told you this was going to be one you're going to want to replay over and over and over again. So let's get after it in a big way. I'd love to work with you one-on-one. And don't put a, well, I can't work with Sam one-on-one. Have you even booked a call on my calendar? No, I'm not ready to work. You don't even know if you're ready. You are ready. You were ready 5 years ago, but you go keep seeking evidence to show why you're not ready. Why do you keep doing that? Well, I'm not ready to launch right now. You're never going to be ready. I wasn't ready either. Nobody's ready, but what you think is what you think about. And if you're going to reject evidence right now, somebody saying, hey, get on my calendar. The guy's a seven-figure earner online. I can't talk to him because I'm not ready. That's just a bunch of crap, and you're never going to be ready, and you're just going to keep finding evidence. Like, we're in a quarantine, and I'm, you know, this and that, and I'm not ready, and I got to go, you know, I got to go mow the lawn today, or you'll keep finding reasons over and over to sabotage your success, okay? By the way, it's launchwithsam.com. That's my calendar. I have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.